Good afternoon and welcome in. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower. And this is ATIS, your pre-flight briefing on the news that actually touches your logbook. Today, we're not talking about a new airplane or a fresh set of regulations out of Oklahoma City. We're talking about something quieter, something that lives in a filing cabinet or a shared drive, and that most pilots never think about until the moment they desperately wish they had. Leases and liability. Stay with me. I know that phrase makes eyes glaze over, but the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the AOPA, put out a piece this week making a point I want to sharpen for you. For a lot of us, flying isn't just a job or a hobby, it's a lifelong passion. And the fastest way to put that passion at risk isn't a bad crosswind landing. It's a bad piece of paper. Here's what you need to know before we get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, the discipline, and the pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's talk about why a lease agreement can matter more to your future in aviation than almost anything in your flight bag. Start with the most common scenario, because odds are good it's yours. You don't own the airplane outright. Maybe you're in a flying club. Maybe you're one of three or four names on a partnership. Maybe you lease a Cessna 172 back to a flight school, or you rent from an owner down the row who wanted to offset his hangar bill. Every one of those arrangements is a lease of some kind, whether or not anybody ever printed a document and signed it. And that's the first trap, the handshake deal. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here, so let me spell it out. When two friends split an airplane on nothing but goodwill and a shared checking account, everything works beautifully right up until it doesn't. One partner stops paying his half of the annual. One partner puts a hard landing on the nose gear and disappears. One partner passes away and suddenly his share of the airplane belongs to an estate, and you're negotiating your own aircraft with a probate attorney who has never sat in a cockpit. A written agreement is what stands between you and that chaos. This affects you if you share an airplane with anyone in any form. So here's what a good agreement actually does for you. It spells out who pays for what. Fuel, oil, the $50 an hour engine reserve that nobody wants to fund until the cylinder cracks. It defines what happens when someone wants out. It sets the rules for scheduling, for maintenance decisions, for who has final say when the mechanic finds something on the annual that costs real money. None of that is glamorous. All of it protects the flying. Now let's talk about the word that scares everyone. Liability. When you operate an aircraft, you're exposed. That's just the truth of moving a machine through the sky over other people's property and other people's lives. If something goes wrong, the question that follows is always the same. Who is responsible and who pays? There's a specific piece of this that trips up owners, and AOPA has hammered on it for years. It's the difference between a dry lease and a wet lease. Let me make that plain. Because the terms sound like weather, and they are anything but a dry lease means you're handing over the aircraft and nothing else. Just the airplane. The person leasing it provides their own crew, arranges their own fuel, and takes operational control. A wet lease means you're providing the aircraft and at least one crew member, typically the pilot, along with it. Why does a single word matter? Because it can be the line between operating under the general rules of Part 91 and accidentally running an illegal charter operation under Part 135. If you lease your airplane to someone, and you also provide the pilot and money changes hands, the FAA may look at that and see a commercial operation you're not certificated to run. That is not a paperwork violation. That is the kind of finding that costs certificates and triggers enforcement. This affects you if you've ever thought about leasing your airplane to a business, to an LLC, or to a fellow pilot for compensation. Before you do, understand which side of that dry versus wet line you're standing on. When in doubt, and I'm flagging this as my strong opinion, you talk to an aviation attorney before the first dollar moves, not after. Let's stay on liability for a moment because there's a companion issue that owners love to ignore. Insurance, here's a scenario that has ruined more than one friendship. You own the airplane, you let a buddy fly it, he bends it, and then you both discover that your insurance policy only covered named pilots, and his name was never on it. Now the airplane is damaged, the insurer is walking away, and the two of you are staring at a repair bill with no coverage behind it. Your lease or your club agreement and your insurance policy have to talk to each other. Open pilot warranty clauses, minimum hour requirements, named insured status for every partner. If the paper says one thing and the policy says another, the policy wins and you lose. So what do you actually do with all this? Three things. First, if you share an airplane in any form, get it in writing. A real agreement, not a text thread. AOPA has resources and sample documents for members, and this is exactly what they're for. Second, know your lease type. If you're leasing an aircraft out, understand dry versus wet and understand where Part 91 ends and Part 135 begins. Third, make your insurance match your reality. Read the policy, know who's covered, know the minimums, and make sure every person who touches the yoke is actually named or clearly qualified under the open pilot provision. The through line on all of this is simple. The passion that got you into aviation is worth protecting with the same discipline you bring to a pre-flight. You wouldn't skip the run-up. Don't skip the paperwork. That reporting comes courtesy of the AOPA, and I'd encourage you to read their full piece on leases and liability for the details specific to your situation. You'll find more on this over at radiohangar.com. Protect the airplane, protect the certificate, and protect the friendships that share the hangar with you. That's the Briefing Tower, out.